Good morning and welcome to Focus on Health, the weekly radio program where we talk about all the great things happening at Bandy's Medical Center. I am your host, Lori Foster, and joining us for today's program, we have two of our auxiliary board members who will share what's new with the hospital auxiliary and what's new in the gift shop. Before we meet with Diane and Debbie, I have a couple of announcements I'd like to share. The Webster City Community Blood Drive is tomorrow, October 9th, in the clinic boardroom at Vandy's Medical Center from 12:30 to 5:30. Donate blood, give strength, and receive a Scooter's cookie and a 20% off coupon to be used on an item in the gift shop. To schedule an appointment to donate blood, you may go online to lifeservebloodcenter.org or you can call 1-800-287-4903, and appointments are encouraged. Also, it is that time of year. Medicare Part D and Medicare Advantage plans are announcing their changes for the next year, and Iowans on Medicare can decide if they want to change plans during an open enrollment period effective October 15th to December 7th. Any changes will be effective January 1st of the new year. Senior Health Insurance Information Program counselors are available to review plans and let you know if you can save money yet continue to have access to the prescription drugs you need in 2026. SHIP counselors in Iowa have been saving people money for over 25 years. In fact, they have helped Iowans on Medicare save millions of dollars on Part D drug costs. Vandy's Medical Center is proud to be a sponsor site for SHIP. Volunteer counselors are available to help compare plans for 2026 in addition to the following. Check your current Part D or Medicare Advantage plan to make sure your drugs are covered at the lowest cost and the least amount of restrictions. Review your employer coverage and compare to other Medicare options. Check to see if you are eligible for Part D Extra Help. Understand your options if you do not currently have a drug plan. Counselors are meeting with individuals during the open enrollment period. Again, we have three volunteer counselors who are available. If you have questions, you may call 515-832-7769. Leave your name and a phone number and when you would be available, and one of the volunteer counselors will return your call. Plans can change their coverage and costs from year to year, so counselors recommend comparing plans during this open enrollment time. I do want to mention that SHIP is a free confidential service of the State of Iowa Insurance Division. SHIP does not sell or promote any products or services. All SHIP services are free, objective, and confidential. And lastly, I do want to mention once again, we are so pleased to have Dr. Matt Allred as our newest family practice physician at Vandy's Family Health Clinic in Webster City. Appointments may be made with Dr. Allred by going online to vandeastmc.org and schedule online. That is the button you'll want to hit. It's at the top of the page. You can check to see first availability for Dr. Allred, or you can call the clinic at 515-832-7800. And with that, we are ready to get started into our program this week. Fall is here. We can feel it in the air. It's really the first that I've even donned a sweater. This is the perfect time to see what the gift shop at Vandy's Medical Center has to offer. We are fortunate, extremely fortunate, to have a terrific hospital auxiliary and volunteers who do an amazing job with the gift shop. And in turn, they support Vandy's Medical Center and clinics with patient care needs. Here to share updates from the gift shop and the hospital auxiliary, our gift shop manager, Debbie Jacox, and auxiliary president, Diane Doring. Good morning, ladies.
Hi, Lori.
Good morning.
Nice to have you on the show today. Let's start with the gift shop, Deb.
Yes.
What's new for fall?
Well, here I am, nuts for sure. We're definitely, yes. We are, we've got lots of nuts and they are on sale now. We've got a few different ones this year and of course the old goodies that everybody liked before. We have purses and handbags. We have some new facial products. They're an all natural. We're full of fall decor and arrangements. I do have some new makeup bags, and they've got funny little quotes on them. They're hilarious. Rata Cutlery, we always have the Rata Cutlery. It's a great line, and they're made in Waverly. So we always keep those on hand. We also have Fit Kit leggings and active footwear. It's a great brand. They're comfortable leggings. The slippers or shoes are made for water, exercise, yoga. Those are a very popular item in our gift shop. We have some new sachets. They are handcrafted. We have essential oils. And some of their proceeds go to Alzheimer's care and research. And this is just two gals that got together and a lot of the things that we do carry in the gift shop are small women-owned companies that we sell from. We have some luminaries. Those are really neat. And we have those luminaries also have a candle type, like it's like a lantern. Mm-hmm. And those are different styles. There's a few Christmas ones, but they're beautiful lit up. They are really something. Of course, we have the garden poles. Some of those are just a memorial pole, or you have ones that have a nice saying and you can just put them in your garden, or the smaller ones you can put in a plant. Today I just unboxed two big boxes of our warmies. Now these are the lavender filled, and you put them in the microwave, warm them up, and they make a wonderful gift for babies or adults. Ladies Night Out, have we talked about that? Ladies Night Out, we will be partaking in that. We will be open from 10 in the morning until 6 at night. We will have two drawings, 20% off one regular priced item, not including the nuts. That will not go for that. And we will probably have some extended hours for a holiday, and we'll probably be announcing that at a later time. That's just a few of the things, Lori, without me taking up the whole half hour.
No, that is wonderful. I want to make sure for our listeners out there, if they're not aware of the nuts that we have at the gift shop, these were previously tri-tea nuts,
yes,
that were sold.
Yep.
And the auxiliary took this on last year.
Yeah, so this is our second annual.
Yes. And it was a wonderful, wonderful year. And they're back. And we've got, like you said, some of the old goodies, but we've got some new things
ones
that,
yes,
we're offering this,
yes,
year too. So people will want to come out and check out the selection, and they will be available until
they're gone,
sold out.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
So people will want to get in, and they make wonderful gifts, wonderful Christmas gifts, but don't wait that long to get them, because a lot of the more popular nuts
They'll sell out
very quickly.
Yes. Yes,
yes,
they do.
Yes. And I've got to give a little promo here. I know the new lanterns that you mentioned that you got in have been very popular.
Very popular.
A gift item.
Yes. You just put water in them, and there's a little tea light that you set it in the water and it activates it, and then they just have a glow to them. They're just beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful gift items. And that's what I love, is they're unique, one of a kind. You don't find these things just anywhere, but there's really everything. There's something for every occasion.
I really try to get the things in that you don't find at the big box stores, and you know, a unique gift item to choose, mm-hmm, from. And we have a pretty good, we may have to add on, I don't know. No.
Very nice selection. We have a number of infant and baby items,
yes,
too.
I want to make sure
that we mention,
yes,
that.
You need a baby gift. We mm-hmm. have it.
Adorable mm-hmm. things. And then, of course, like you mentioned,
handbags. We have jewelry.
The handbags are probably one of the biggest sellers,
oh, yeah,
I think.
Absolutely.
It seems like you get a new shipment of purses
and next thing
I know, they're gone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you want it, if you like it, you better grab it that day, because if they come back and go, oh, it was right there, I'm like, yeah, it's gone. Because
mm-hmm.
I don't have a lot of room to store multiples, so you're getting more of one of a kind.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And then, of course, like you mentioned, the garden poles, the memorials. For people that are looking for something special at that time, this is the place to come to find those. I love, again, the garden poles. There's all different sizes, and mm-hmm. People definitely want to come out and check out those items, too.
And, of course, kudos to the volunteers that work in the gift shop and make it possible to be open Monday through Friday from 10 to 4.
Well, perfect, because I was just going to ask what the regular hours were. We're open some extended hours for Ladies Night Out, like Deb mentioned. They will be open until 6 p.m. There's going to be some drawings that are going on. You'll definitely want to stop out. But regular hours are Monday through Friday,
10 to 4.
Mm-hmm. Great. Anything more you'd like to share
about the gift shop? Well, I just jumbled a whole bunch of stuff in there, but I think I've covered it all.
Very good.
I think one thing, Debbie, you know, we're really pushing the nuts. So I had a list somewhere. I can't find it, but I'm going to mention a few. Debbie, you figure out what I've missed of what we have.
All right.
One of the new ones is the tailgate
crunch.
Mm-hmm. And that is really, really good. We have pistachios. We have cashews, walnuts, chocolate-covered raisins. Is it butter toffee peanuts that are really, really good?
And of course, we have the popular
milk chocolate
covered amaretto
pecans.
Those are a biggie that fly out the door. And we also have added dark chocolate covered walnuts, and dark chocolate covered pecans. We also have the malted milk balls, the yogurt. The yogurt covered and the chocolate covered raisins,
and we have the deluxe mix again.
Yes.
So
and the double dip peanut chocolate.
Those are really good.
Yeah,
yeah. And you know, in packaging them, we always have to sample a little bit, so we can tell you for sure
they are all very, very good.
They're very good.
Very good.
So we might have missed one, but come out and check out. There's surely a bag of nuts that has your name on it.
Yes, yes. Wonderful selection of nuts available. I do want to mention, between gift shop sales, fundraisers, and membership dues, the auxiliary receives revenues, which they use to make purchases to support patient care needs at the hospital. The auxiliary recently approved several purchases. This was at their May meeting. Diane, maybe if you would share some of the purchases that the auxiliary has approved recently.
I sure can, Lori. One of the things I want to tell you about that we donated some money for is Iowa Central Community College had reached out, I believe, to the hospital to see if some of their students could, as they call it, once a week, come into the real world. So it would be nurses that are on staff here that would be working with the Iowa Central students.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, I guess I would call these nurses teachers during that time. So they wanted to maybe have a stipend for them as extra doing this. So as the auxiliary, we committed $12,000 for 1 year. So that will be $2,000 per semester for three instructors.
Correct.
Yes. And I believe, Lori, that we weren't sure at the time if we were going to be able to, or the hospital would be able to find three. But I think you have, haven't you?
We have. We have three instructors that are working with those students.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. So that is really good. And we're very happy to do that, because Iowa Central does have a wonderful nursing program. And so working together, you know, with a hospital is great.
Yes, and we want to encourage our, these students to go into the nursing program, and we do need nurses.
Yes.
So it is a wonderful partnership.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We were very happy to do that. One of the other requests was from the emergency services director for a standing scale that checks both the height and the weight as well. And the cost of that was $1,600. And so we did approve that too. There was a request for an assortment of blood pressure cuffs for the new Fort Dodge clinic of $400 that we approved. And then also one of the requests was for three blood pressure vitals monitors, three forceps, and 15 podiatry nail nippers. And that was all at a cost of $7,000. And we also approved that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we're very happy to do this. And I guess I want to say, too, it's only because of the people supporting our gift shop and everything, and even any type of fundraiser that we do, because all the money goes back to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And also, too, with that, Lorraine Hobbin, who is our chairman of the scholarship committee, she told us that all six scholarship checks for $1,000 had been mailed out. So that is also, you know, just really very happy to do that, too.
Terrific perk, yes.
Yes.
And we cannot thank the auxiliary enough for all that you do to support our hospital, our clinics. To our listeners out there, quite often there are things that come up that may be needed, and they haven't been budgeted, and so it is an opportunity for managers to bring forth requests to the auxiliary and ask for their support in purchasing items. And so we very much appreciate it.
You know, we also donate to the pediatric dentistry surgery to the little ones. They get a little stuffed animal, and they get that before they go in, and that's a real hit.
Yes,
so we're glad to do that as well.
Yes. So helping out in so many different capacities, and we are pleased that we have such a strong auxiliary and wonderful board that is helping to lead this group. So thank you to both of you and to all of our auxiliary members who help out. Which it's perfect to talk about membership for the auxiliary. It is the new fiscal year, so it's that time to be paying annual dues. We do have two volunteers who work exclusively on membership. And of course, we're recruiting new auxiliary members all the time. Let's give a reminder about those dues and how people can become members or maybe get involved a little bit more if they'd like with the auxiliary.
Mm-hmm. Linda Bourne and Pat Noakes head up our membership committee. Dues are only $10 per year. So you can stop in at the gift shop and pick up a form, leave your check there at the gift shop, and we will get it to the membership committee. They have sent out reminders already and have had a very good response.
Mm-hmm.
I believe maybe in November or something, they might be sending out another reminder if someone hasn't paid. But we would love to have you join the auxiliary if you're interested in working at the gift shop or even the blood drives too. You know, stop in and talk to Debbie at the gift shop or talk to myself.
But also, joining the auxiliary doesn't necessarily mean that we expect you to do something.
Correct.
We're not asking. That's totally up to you, but we'd love to have you as a member, and the membership do go to back to the hospital as well.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that is the beauty of it. People can choose to be as involved as much as they want or as little as they would
exactly.
like.
Exactly.
There are opportunities, though.
Absolutely.
And we know people are retiring all the time, and sometimes that's when they decide they want to give back. They want to do something that supports their community. What a great way to help out in the gift shop. Again, you could work one day a week, one day a month, whatever works best with your schedule.
I mean, they're three-hour shifts, so we have a calendar in there that you can sign up, and it's fun. Mm-hmm. We really do try to have fun.
And as Debbie said, it's when you do become a member of the auxiliary, you can do as little as you want or as much as you want. But we appreciate it no matter what you do to support our auxiliary.
That's right. Such a good organization. I know at the beginning of the program, I did make an announcement about this month's community blood drive, which will be held tomorrow in the clinic boardroom. I want to mention that the auxiliary hosts the community blood drives each month, and we have been thrilled to bring it in-house and host it here in our clinic boardroom each month. Shirley Bowman oversees the blood drives, and she arranges for volunteers to help with that. Additional information that you'd like to share about those blood drives?
Well, we do give a 20% discount to the gift shop, one per time. And we also, if you have a mammogram, which this is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, you make your appointment, go and get your mammogram, and we'll give you 20% off at the gift shop for an item as well. So,
which is a wonderful perk.
Yes.
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 And I just wanted to say, too, Shirley reported the last one was one of our bigger ones where we had 48 people that had donated. You know, sometimes when you come in, too, you aren't able to give. We had 45 people come in, but only 41 were able to donate that day. But don't feel bad if you can't give. It just, you know, you can come back another time. Mm-hmm. But, we really have good response. And it's so handy to have it out here at the clinic. Easy access for people to get in. And if you're wondering, you really can't miss the blood drive when you come in the west parking lot here. We've got a sign.
It's well marked.
Yes, it is very well marked, so you know how to get in and everything. But yeah, and Shirley does an awesome job.
Yes, she does. So those are held the second Thursday of each month from 12:30 to 5:30 at Van Deese Medical Center in the clinic boardroom. And again, donations save lives. Appointments are encouraged, so we do direct people to go to the lifeservebloodcenter.org website, or as I mentioned at the beginning of the program, you can call 1-800-287-4903 to schedule your donation appointment. Any last announcements either of you wish to share about the auxiliary or perks of shopping at the gift shop?
I guess the one thing I always want to bring up too is our board is an excellent board. So it is myself, Jerita Nelson, Sue Anderson, Shirley Bowman, Debbie Jaycox, Lorraine Hobbin, and Pat Noakes and Linda Bourne. So they all do their part, you know, as board members and everything, and they're very supportive and a really, really good group. And of course, Lori is our hospital liaison, and we appreciate her so much.
Kudos to Lori.
Oh, thank you both for that. I have the good fortune to work with the hospital auxiliary, the board, and it is a fantastic board and just doing so many wonderful things to help support the hospital, support our community, encourage careers in healthcare, which is very much needed. And so we cannot thank you enough. Again, for those that come out and shop in the gift shop, you shop, they give. And it is wonderful. We hope you will come out. As Deb mentioned, regular hours are Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Tomorrow, ladies' night out, stop out at the gift shop. We will be open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. There will be two different drawings for 20% off a regular priced item. And you definitely want to come out and check out all the goodies.
And we will most likely open early on Thursday. There'll be somebody in there by 9.
Very good.
So that day we will extend that a little bit, I'm sure.
Sounds great. Thank you, Debbie and Diane, so much for all you do. Thank you for being on the program today.
Thank you, Lori.
Thank you, Brady.
All right, that will do it for today's edition of Focus on Health, brought to you by Van Deest Medical Center, where our focus is you.